This morning, people caught up in the recent floods are surveying their sodden carpets, ruined furniture and white goods. Their insurance bill will be significant. Another bigger bill is also being calculated, the damage to states' roads, bridges and other infrastructure. Duncan Gay is the New South Wales Minister for Roads. I spoke to him a short time ago and asked about the scope of the flood damage in his state.
We have a damages bill at the moment that my guys are telling me is heading way north of $500 million. From floods like last year and early this year, and sadly, we're in a La Nina, and the weather forecasters are telling us that April will be the worst that we face yet.
$500 million in such a short time. Why so much damage to so many roads in that time?
It's a combination of rains that have just continued to happen, rising floodwaters in some areas, but raging torrents in others. The difference between floods hanging around and slowly moving down rivers, which is happening in the Barwon and the Murray systems, but urgent repairs in cities from torrents flooding down streets, and strange things like last year when the Pacific Highway was closed, the New England Highway, the whole base of it was saturated, and we had the akin of two highways worth of heavy vehicles and light vehicles travelling on a road that sadly had had 16 years of neglect.
Yes, is it a case that the roads were in some form of disrepair before the major flooding?
Look, it'd be too trite and too easy for me to say that the total problem was because the asset had been let run down. That's certainly part of it, but the key to this is the rain that we've had. It's just unbelievable. And we will be approaching the federal government, and we're certainly hopeful that under standard arrangements, a large amount of this money will come back, and we certainly look at envy of special taxes that were put in place for Queensland and Victoria, because New South Wales has been horrendously hurt.
You'll be asking, but Wayne Swan may not be giving. Do you support a special levy to fund the repair?
Oh, look, we certainly do. If that was where the federal government felt they needed to go to do it, personally, I would be supportive, as we were when Queensland and Victoria. Look, I understand that the federal government will be understanding. I always have been in the past. There are standard practices here between the states and the Commonwealth, and that's why we've been able to go through with confidence to make sure we pick up and help councils where we can.
The New South Wales Minister for Roads, Duncan Gay.